Your Steve Jones Show podcast will start shortly. The Steve Jones Show podcast is sponsored by Brewers Outlet, your beverage supermarket on Reagan Street in Sunbury. Sports talk where your voice counts. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Good afternoon, everybody. It is a Football Friday here on the Steve Jones Show. Matt Catrillo here with you. Steve will soon be there from the Sunbury Motors studio. Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, all sorts of pre-owned inventory. And it's all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15 in Hummel's Wharf. And online at sunburymotors.com. And every Friday show brought to you by our good friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, best selection of beer anywhere, wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks. They roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar led by the Barrels and the Dills, indeed second to none. All at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Time to stock up for the weekend. Another big football weekend. Championship Saturday, tomorrow across college football. You got Penn State, Ohio State. Anybody traveling out to the BJC for some Sunday night Big Ten hoops. Of course, big NFL kickoff this weekend. Steelers, Ravens. Eagles trying to bounce back against the Jets. Of course, it's the holiday season. Holiday parties galore. Get stocked up now at our friends at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Love Corey Fossil, best in the biz. Penn State ticket holder, too. My man, Corey Fossil, and the rest of the gang at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. And we got another fun one coming up today. We got Donnie Collins from Scranton Times Tribune at 3:35. The King is going to join us a little bit earlier today for our picks at 4:06. And we are actually going to pick all of the championship games on Saturday. And we're going to pick the New England-Buffalo game in the NFL, which is Monday Night Football next week. So that'll be a lot of fun. And then we have Reginald Walker Jr. rejoining the program at 4:35 today. Former Penn Stater and broadcaster himself now. Lots to get into with him and his thoughts on where Penn State goes from here as far as defensive coordinator goes. College football playoff, the coaching carousel, interesting perspectives from him to get. So that'll be to close the show today at 4:35 with the King joining us a little bit earlier. Last night, a rather quiet night across the sports world. The Cowboys getting the W last night, 27-17 on Thursday Night Football. You had the pick six, Pollard with the big run. And the Cowboys getting it done without their head coach and several other players as they deal with their own COVID outbreak. And as I said, for the Eagles side of things, I think it's actually a little bit more beneficial that the Saints win, because especially after that dismal performance against the Giants, you're lucky if you get a wild card spot. So I'm looking at the wild card race, and the Eagles already have the tiebreaker with the Saints. So I'd rather see them lose last night. So now you have them at 5-7. Of course, you still have Washington in front of you. So if you get a win, Washington loss, which is at Vegas on Sunday, is possible. Then Eagles will somehow be back in that, be into that seventh spot. Of course, you still got the Vikings in the mix as well. The Falcons. So it's not going to be easy down the stretch here. And, of course, you got to take care of your own business. I mean, follow that performance with the way things went against the Giants on Sunday, of course. Well, then anything's possible. Now, as far as the Steelers go, they got the Ravens at home for a 425 nationally televised game on Sunday. And they are dealing with more COVID issues, including T.J. Watt. It just came up with that this week. So the Steelers, again, are going to be thin on the defensive side. So that's going to be tough sledding facing Lamar Jackson on Sunday if you're the Pittsburgh Steelers. But that Monday night game with the Patriots and the Bills, that's going to be interesting too. Of course, battle for first place in the AFC East. And the Patriots have been very impressive.
Now that's a legitimate game between legitimate NFL teams.
Correct.
You know?
And we have a lot of legitimate games too coming up tomorrow.
Who are you playing? The Jets?
Correct, yeah.
Is that actually a game?
Apparently, yeah.
The Jets? Yeah. That counts in the standings?
So I've been told.
Just kidding. Just kidding. All right. So.
It'll be a fun day of college football tomorrow.
Yeah. Yeah, no, it's, a long time ago, now when it was just the, the BCS, you had some games, I remember, where all of a sudden a whole bunch of teams lost. Kansas State, I remember, was in a great spot. And Michael Bishop was their quarterback at the time.
I remember, actually.
And you felt like it was the one day where you felt like there were a lot of upsets. Going back to the BCS days. It was the one day where he felt like there were a lot of upsets. And like, oh, okay, this is actually pretty neat the way this played out. We may have the possibility of that tomorrow. Now, we'll start tonight with Oregon and Utah. And that's the Pac-12 game. That is in Las Vegas. I'll tell you, Las Vegas would be a fun place to go for a game.
Definitely. Get to play at the new stadium.
I'm trying to think who might go to that. I'll just... yeah, go from there. But we'll see. But a lot of things, but believe it or not, also have to have some stuff play out, believe it or not. That would include Michigan winning, by the way. Because you have to have everything fall into place in an order. And that would be one of the things that would fall into place in an order when you take a long look at it. But you've got that. You've got Oklahoma State and Baylor. You've got Cincinnati and Houston. I'll say, I listened to Dana Holgorsen yesterday. You want to talk about somebody who just seemed loose and comfortable? It was him. I mean, he acted like a guy that had no pressure on him at all. No pressure. I thought, wow. Kind of playing there with house money. Yeah, it's like, wow. It must be great to sit there with house money. Kind of like the suit when he goes to the track. No?
F-O-U-L-E-D, that spells founder.
And he looks over at Rebecca and says, can I borrow another 100? And she looks at him and goes, did you lose again? Yeah.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
Then after she says no, he looks over at Suit Light and says, can you get that 100? It's really good. You ever go to the track with him?
Oh, my almighty!
I mean, honest to goodness, I mean, he's the worst guy in the world to go to the track with because every time you turn around, he's asking you for money. You're thinking, well, I thought I was a guest. then you realize you're only there for a purpose. I mean, what's next? Putting together your own holiday party? We got to bring your own mustard? Oh, wait, that's also happening. The Saints lost last night. That's good for you, right?
Yes, that is good. Either way, it would have been fine, but I think it's better for the Eagles. How about that?
Yeah.
But, of course, again, you got to take care of your own business. And if you lose to the Giants and the Jets in back-to-back weeks, I'm sorry, it's over.
It's not over. The reason it's not over is nobody's any good.
Well, I think theoretically it would be over, but mathematically, no, it wouldn't. You're correct because of that reason.
I mean, and when I mean that, wow. I want to get to something before I get to that for a moment. Mark Turgeon announced today he's stepping down as the head basketball coach at Maryland. But the story on CBS is that essentially he was fired. Well, he's agreed to step down. After a series of conversations with Coach Turgeon, we agreed that a coaching change was the best move for Coach Turgeon and for Maryland basketball since Damon Evans. He has dedicated over a decade of his life to Maryland and has coached with distinction and honor. I can see why they got rid of him. He leaves College Park as the 2020 Big Ten champion. More than 225 wins. Great coach, great person. Yeah, I can see why they got rid of him. I wish Mark and his wife Ann and the entire family all the best in the next chapter of their lives. Blah, 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 blah. They've lost so far this year to Louisville, Virginia Tech, George Mason. They're 5-3. He's had an interesting tenure there because I think they expected more out of him at Maryland. They always do. But I think what they expected more out of him was in the postseason. I mean, terrific overall record. But they only went past the first weekend once under him, which at Maryland, different schools had different standards. But to see it happen 8 games, and Danny Manning, by the way, is going to run the show there. He was brought in as an assistant coach in the summertime, so he'll be the interim head coach. I assume whomever the director of basketball operations is will now move up and be a full-time assistant. But yeah, that's not a move I expected. At least not now. I mean, if they did this in March, I'd be like, oh, okay, well, now 10 years I want to make a move. But yeah, they dumped him. Surprise move. Meanwhile, Nick Sirianni's still the Eagles coach.
Yes, he is.
You're a big supporter.
Depends on the day. How about that? Right now, I'm not too happy with him right now.
So choosy. And look, the Giants.
I don't know. I don't know how to feel about him right now. Right now, I don't feel great about him.
The Giants played way over their heads. They made some spectacular plays that they just don't make in any other game. Oh, that's right. The Giants didn't play over their heads.
No, senor!
And the Giants didn't make any spectacular plays. That's a bad loss. It's a bad loss. But you got the Jets. Very quickly on Antonio Brown. You know what really surprises me about the Antonio Brown story? Is the Bucs didn't cut him. I'm surprised. Because remember, the Bucs have been a big, big proponent of we're 100%, we're 100%, we're 100%. And this guy lied to him the entire time. Because remember, the Buccaneers have been one of those very proud to tell everybody they're 100%. That may be, that's been a rallying cry. And this guy was lying to him the entire time. Now, fortunately, Antonio Brown has a, you know, this is only a first incident for, oh, it's not. Sorry. You know, maybe the Eagles should pick him up. No? You like Jalen Reagor better?
No good! No good! No good!
Just wondering, Nick Sirianni is still your coach, right?
He is, yes.
Sorry. Back with more in a moment here on News Radio 1070 WKK, brought to you by Brewers Outlet.
When it comes to car buying, there's the other guy's way, and then there's the SMC way. The other guys force you into a vehicle you really don't want. The Subaru Motors way lets you take the time you need to browse, ask questions, and take the test drive and think on it. For over 100 years, the Mertz family and all their employees have made your experience the most pleasant one you'll ever have. The other guys won't offer you the best price for your trade, no matter how much they say they will. The SMC way is their promise to provide you with the most money the market shows your vehicle is worth. The SMC way is to offer you all applicable factory rebates on new vehicles and generous discounts. Looking for a pre-owned vehicle? The SMC Way checks each vehicle in a 200-mile radius to determine the lowest price, then beat it. It's the lowest price promise, just part of the SMC Way. The choice is up to you. The other guy's way or the SMC Way. The SMC Way wins every time. Sunbury Motors Company in the North 4th Street Auto Plaza, Sunbury, and at sunburymotors.com. Selling more cars and satisfying more customers for over 100 years.
Taking your calls at 800-795-9565. This is the Steve Jones Show on News Radio 1070 WKOK. Now from the Sunbury Motor Studio, here's Steve Jones.
Today's show brought to you by Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Imports, domestics, microbrews, the best selection of beer anywhere. Wine coolers, water, soft drinks, snacks, they roast their peanuts fresh and hot every day. And the pickle bar, led by the barrels and the dills, I might add. Indeed, second to none. It is all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. Stock up for the holidays. Now, stock up for a big weekend of football. Don't, you know, in fact, stock up for the Eagles-Jets game. You may need a lot of Brewers Outlet's products just to endure the level of play.
Get the lingerie on the deck. Call the janitor.
You're not totally wrong about that.
I mean, wow. And Brewers Outlet gift cards. Tells you how much you care. It's all at Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street in Sunbury, the beverage supermarket. We're in the Sunbury Motors studio, Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors Kia, routes 11 and 15, Hummel's Wharf, online at sunburymotors.com. Ford, Kia, Hyundai, great pre-owned inventory. Trading's never been worth more. It's all at Sunbury Motors, 4th Street in Sunbury. Sunbury Motors, Kia, routes 11 and 15. Hummel's Wharf online at sunburymotors.com. What's your biggest rant today? I just want to make sure we're caught up in your rants.
I don't really have a whole lot today. I mean, Brian, I saw the Brian Kelly Southern accent video, but that just adds to his resume at this point. It is what it is.
How many times do you see politicians go down south and suddenly they have a Southern accent?
Yeah, that exactly.
I mean, all the time. Okay, give me an F, give me an R, give me an A, give me a U, give me a D. That spells fraud.
Right on.
I want your vote. Okay, you're not from the south. Okay, just be you. You're a fraud. Okay. Go Tiger. No, you're a fraud. Okay, just want to make sure. I mean, that sometimes it's easier to spot than others. That's one of the really quick ones right there. All right. So with that, let's bring in Donnie Collins. Screen Times Tribune, sir, welcome. Always great to have you with us.
Let's start with this. You know, here we are a couple days to Selection Day. So where do you think you might be spending the holidays if you had to guess?
Well, I don't see how at this point it's I think Vegas is the most likely. That's a game where it seems like if Michigan wins and Michigan State gets into the selection committee games, it seems like that's kind of where Penn State slots in. But it gets a little dicey. I would think there's a whole slew of different possibilities if Iowa would say beat Michigan or something crazy happens and they don't select Michigan State, which I don't see. But I would say Vegas is Vegas is the favorite.
Yeah, in other words, if everything were to go according to, quote, Hoyle, last time I checked, Hoyle didn't select bowls, but Michigan were to win, I think you're probably onto something right there. Donnie, Brent Pry takes the Virginia Tech job. You and I both know that for a long time he's been a prime guy to get a head coaching job. What did you think about the fit there?
I think it's a really great fit for Brent for Virginia Tech, and I for starters, I mean you talk to these guys enough over the years, and Brent's been here now it seems like forever, and you're thrilled for the guy. He really waited his turn. He did this right. He got a chance at he's gotten chances at other jobs in the past that the fit seemed okay, but not great. But this is a great fit. He'll do very well there. And I really thought his press conference, the introductory press conference, I think they're always pretty important because they kind of set the tone. And you don't see a Virginia Tech fan upset about anything that he said. They're all pretty excited. I think there's a lot of what you normally hear from James. You heard from Brent and that introduction. So I think that it's for him personally. He's familiar with the place. He played high school ball about an hour and a half from there. He knows the lay of the land. He recruits there well. I mean, all three of his linebackers I think are from Virginia. So he's at Penn State anyway. But I think he's going to recruit there well, and that's a sneaky good fit for Virginia Tech. He's not a splashy guy. He's not going to seek out the spotlight. But as far as a football coach goes, I think they made the great call there.
Yeah, they did make a great call, and I thought he handled the press conference beautifully. The way he spoke about James, and also the way he spoke about Frank Beamer and Bud Foster. I thought, you want to talk about winning the press conference. Brent Pry went into Blacksburg and won the press conference.
Oh yeah, absolutely. And you're right. He didn't. There wasn't anybody he left out. He mentioned his dad, the influence he had. He wasn't long-winded about any of it. But he kind of got into the sacrifices his family made. Taking the kids out of school, uprooting their lives for this opportunity, and you could tell what James has meant to him and what Frank Beamer meant and Bud Foster as well. Those three guys, we knew they were big influences on him, but this was clearly an emotional thing for him to go somewhere where he could kind of represent all three of those guys.
All right, so now here it is, this break in between. And now, of course, a defensive coordinator at some point will be hired. I'm not saying that's the defensive coordinator for the bowl. For example, we remember Tyler Bowen being the offensive coordinator in the Cotton Bowl, for example. But now we know he's doing that. Give me a couple things that when it comes to bowl prep, Donnie, that you'd like to see Penn State, quote, work on to get ready for whomever they're going to play, wherever that happens to be.
Well, yeah, I mean, number one, I think is get healthy. Obviously, that's get the best Sean Clifford you're going to get. Get everybody available and ready to play the game. And the last couple of weeks for this team, I don't think it was easy for them. I mean, between the flu, between some of the injuries they dealt with behind the scenes. It hasn't been easy. So number one, get healthy. Number two, get some of these younger kids ready to play. I mean, I would like to, in a bowl game like this, see more of Kalen King, see more of Reed, see some of these young, even Tangwall, see what he can do. Get him some action. Not saying play the whole game for any of them, but get out there and play a little bit more, and and do things like that. But you know, it's the bowl thing, the way that the college football is now. You know, those are typical bowl things. But now you got so many other things with, you know, with the portal, and you know they're not going to focus too much on the portal, but they have to do some on recruiting here before the bowl game, because they have, you know, because they have the signing day coming up, and you know they do have to build the roster for next year. So I mean, this is a really, really challenging time of year, even besides, you know, putting that coaching staff back together for James.
Yeah, no, exactly right. It's interesting, the role of unintended consequences. And that would be the December 15th signing date, the third Wednesday in December. That has caused an acceleration in jobs all over the place because people want their guy in place before the signing date. They can't lose the recruiting class. So you even have Notre Dame losing their head coach at number 6 in the college football playoff. Is there any adjustment that needs to be made there, or are we at the point of no return?
I think the adjustments that I would make is, and I know some people love this, but I would just push the signing day back to February. I don't understand what the big problem with that was, and I get that some coaches like this and others don't, but. Yeah, I mean, it just adds a whole extra, you know, I guess a layer of responsibility on these guys who are trying to get ready to play a bowl game, and those are important for, you know, for a lot of financial reasons, for conferences, for schools, everything. So I would move it back to February, but I see why they're doing it now. It seems like there's a lot of contradictions here with why they're doing things and how, but it's been a, yeah, you, that's, I think you look at Virginia Tech, that's Brent's number one job right now. You know, they're going to play a bowl game, but that, I think that's really secondary to keep, and he would admit this, to keeping that recruiting class together.
Donnie, there'll be championship games all over the lot, starting tonight, by the way, with Utah and Oregon. So when the dust settles on Sunday, the Donnie Collins Final Four is?
I'm going to go because I can't eliminate Bama. I can't do it. So I think Georgia and Bama get in. I think Michigan gets in. And I hate to say this, I think Cincy's out. I could see Oklahoma State winning and getting in. So I'm going to be the guy who picks Oklahoma State, Michigan, and the two SEC teams.
Wow. I'm glad I asked. That was a great answer. Donnie,
I appreciate you so much. I just can't see Bama losing.
Yeah. No, hey, look, I understand. Hey, look, the world is enamored with Alabama. I got it. In fact, I'm going to talk to Brad Nessler later in the show because he'll call the game tomorrow. But, they've got the one loss at Texas A&M. They would be the first two-loss team ever to get in if they were to lose to Georgia tomorrow. Georgia can lose tomorrow and they're in. I mean, no matter what. Yeah. Georgia is in right now in that position of, like, whatever the result is, they're fine. They're just winning, trying to win tomorrow so Kirby can say he beat Nick.
They might have to do it again.
Donnie, appreciate you so much. Thank you so much for your time today.
Hey, thanks, Steve. Anytime.
All right, great to have you with us. Brought to you by Brewers Outlet. Mike in Lansdale. Mike, thanks for waiting. Appreciate you very much. Happy holidays.
Thank you. Same to you, Steve. Merry Christmas to you and Happy New Year.
Thank
happy,
you.
Healthy New Year to you.
Merry Christmas to you, my friend. Thank you.
The Penn State situation with the portal, I see Tyler Rudolph and Enzo Jennings are leaving. Do you see a fourth safety that's able to step up, or do you think they'll go to the portal?
Obviously, they have made an offer to a Michigan State safety, okay, who's in the portal. I'm not allowed to say the name because of the NCAA, okay?
Right.
So, Mike, that's why I'm not doing that.
It's understandable.
Which you know. Yeah. So this is what they have right now. Keaton Ellis, they would love to see Keaton Ellis step into Jaquan Brisker's spot. Jair Brown has not said what he's doing yet.
So, and Jair Brown can come back next year. Jaden Reed is going to be a really good player here. He's going to be a really good player. I like Reed, not a little. I like Reed a lot. So that's the foundation right there at safety that you're talking about. Now, with Rudolph, something happened off the field after the Auburn game, so you knew that he was not going to be long for here. Enzo Jennings, the only time he ever practiced with the varsity on a game week was Michigan State. The rest of the time he was on scout team over and over again. And so I'm not surprised he's transferring out because, to be honest with you, he wasn't figuring into what was going on around here anyway. And he had 2 years to show it, and to be honest with you, didn't show it.
Okay. And pretend you're on the playoff committee, okay? I'm looking at the Big 12. Oklahoma State obviously is in good shape at 5. If they win, they're going to add another top 10 win. But Baylor, now Baylor has 2 losses. If Baylor wins that game, they have a win over number 5, and they have not 1, not 2, but 3 wins over a top 14 team. How does the committee ignore that? Nobody else would have achieved anything even close to that.
What's interesting is what you're saying, Mike, is that if you were to do blind resume, a Baylor versus Alabama, for example, with 2 losses, Baylor's resume might be better.
I think so.
If Alabama were to lose to Georgia, they would have 2 losses.
Right.
And this is where the non-conference schedule for Alabama is so mediocre, as usual. It doesn't help them. The only team that's playing with house money tomorrow is Georgia. They can lose, they're in. I think everybody else needs to win, and if everybody, and all of a sudden if the dominoes start falling in a certain way, Baylor could leapfrog everybody and get in because they'd have that win over Oklahoma State. They could be the 2-loss team that gets in.
Alabama, they do have some quality wins this year. I mean, they blew out Mississippi. They blew out Mississippi State. I'm trying to think of who else, Tennessee.
Well, obviously they beat Auburn at Auburn in 4 overtimes.
Yeah, they blew out Miami.
I mean, LSU wasn't very good this year. Florida turned out to struggle this year. It's not like they haven't played a good schedule because in the SEC you're going to.
Right.
But they struggled in, 5 games? Which is not the norm for Alabama. Obviously, we expect Alabama to always be the team that keeps winning and doing well and blowing teams out, and they didn't do that this year.
That's why I
think they're more vulnerable this year.
Yeah, but if you play in a conference like that, you're going to struggle. I mean, even our 86 national championship team, there was a lot of close games in that season.
Yeah, and to be frank with you, that's a better schedule than what Alabama played. Let's play at Notre Dame. Pitt wasn't very good that year. But they played Alabama that year. At Alabama, they were undefeated, ranked number 2. They played at Notre Dame. The schedule they played in 86 was a really good schedule. I see what you're saying. I mean, Alabama, Ole Miss is a good win, not a great one. Mississippi State is a good win. That's not a great win. Ole Miss is a better win than Mississippi State is. Ole Miss is a top 10 team. Mississippi State is not. LSU is not. Florida is not. Auburn is not. And Texas A&M is not. And you see, that's what happens as the season went. Maybe everybody's knocking each other off, but suddenly the wins that looked really great at the hour are really good wins, not great ones.
Well, now that the season's over, you see everybody's record, and like I said, that if Baylor does win that game, and I'm just saying if they do, I mean, right. those they're going to have three very impressive wins. And, I mean, I think that would be hard to ignore.
I think it's hard to ignore because especially when it happens, because an Alabama loss tomorrow would be, when did it happen? It happened at the end. Now, they've lost before at the end, like they lost to Auburn 1 year when they didn't get to the SEC title game, and they still got in. They get the benefit of the doubt more often than anybody else out there.
Yeah. Well, I think Notre Dame probably gets more benefit of the doubt, but because they got blown out last year and still got in the playoffs.
Right, exactly. Oh, yeah, they got blown out. But they were playing at least in the conference championship game. What I don't like about Notre Dame is that they consciously make the decision to not be in a conference, thus not risk it a 13th time.
Yeah.
And to me, I'm sorry, that shouldn't be rewarded. It's your choice. You choose it. Since you chose it, doesn't mean I have to go along with it.
Well, that's what I was saying about the Baylor situation. I mean, here you have a team that... it has no top 25 wins, and if I'm not mistaken, they've only beaten three teams all year to have a winning record.
Right.
And then Baylor, I mean, three teams in a top 14, that's very impressive.
Look, Mike, we should have put you, Mike, I'd feel better if you were on the committee. Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it. I wish you'd apply. You know what you're talking about.
Thanks, Steve.
Thanks, Mike. You know, he has better stuff than the Gary Barta goes out there every week and says stuff. Meanwhile, Mike comes on the show and makes exponentially more sense. The king in the next half hour. The suit, by the way, getting tickets to Las Vegas.
Party time, game time, or just fun time. Doesn't matter what time it is, because it's Brewers Outlet time. The Beverage Supermarket has the area's largest beer selection. Imports, microbrews, ciders, and domestics. Pick from over 100 ice-cold 12-packs and dozens of 24-ounce singles. Soda, snacks, hot sauces, fresh roasted peanuts. Make it one-stop party shopping, and don't forget the pickle bar. So whatever you're celebrating or just doing it up, Brewers Outlet, Reagan Street, Sunbury, wants to see you. And thank you for your years of patronage.